The World This Week, Politics.
Donald Trump appeared before a judge in Manhattan to plead not guilty to 34 charges of falsifying business records. They relate to payments he made before the 2016 election to a pornographic actress as hush money over an alleged fling. The charges were laid by a grand jury after the Manhattan district attorney revived the case. The violence from his supporters that some had feared ahead of Mr. Trump's appearance did not materialize. Mr. Trump is the first former American president to be charged with a crime. He described the case against him as a witch hunt. The left won two big elections in America. Brandon Johnson won Chicago's mayoral election. He was backed by teachers' unions and defeated a law and order candidate. And voters in Wisconsin chose a liberal judge for the state Supreme Court, ending its control by conservatives. Rahul Gandhi, India's opposition leader, launched an appeal against his conviction for defaming Narendra Modi, the Prime Minister, during a speech in 2019. Mr. Gandhi's conviction has resulted in him being disqualified from Parliament. His appeal starts on April 13th. Australia's governing Labour Party won a seat from the opposition Liberals, the first time in over 100 years that an opposition party has lost to the government in a by-election. Aston, a suburb of Melbourne, had been a safe seat for the Liberals until last year's general election, when it became a marginal constituency. Anthony Albanese, the Prime Minister, is riding high in the polls with an approval rating close to 60%. Najib Razak, a former Prime Minister of Malaysia, lost his final appeal against a corruption verdict for which he has been sentenced to 12 years in prison. Meanwhile, the Malaysian Parliament voted to scrap mandatory death sentences, giving leeway to judges to impose other punishments, such as whipping. A moratorium on executions has been in place since 2018. Israel's cabinet approved the creation of a National Guard under the control of the National Security Minister, Itamar Ben-Gvir. Mr. Ben-Gvir is the leader of Jewish Power, a far-right party and a ferociously anti-Arab politician. His opponents fear that he will use the force as his own publicly funded militia. Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister, authorized the force in order to prevent Mr. Ben-Gvir from abandoning the governing coalition.